Hey guys, welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. I'm Nicole and I'm joined by my lovely, dear, beautiful co-hosts, Adam and Rebecca.
Oh, got the full name? Well, am I in trouble? What did I do?
No, I just felt like saying it.
Did you call me beautiful?
Aww.
You guys are both gorge. You Aww. Know it. You know it.
Especially okay, right so, now.
Yeah, 100%. Always. I have eyebrows on today, guys, so.
I had to change my weekly shirt because it was starting to smell.
Well.
Uh-oh.
Same. Same. I have jeans on, too. I don't know who I am today. Wow. Anyways, today, guys, we're going to be doing a fun Q&A. You guys have sent in a bunch of listener questions, and I don't know about you two, but I kind of feel like we've gotten a little bit behind on those, so yeah. We're making up for it today. But we also want to touch base on some plant prices and where the plant market is at the current moment, just because a lot of you guys requested that. But before we get into all that, we must do some ketchup and mustard. So, even though we spoke yesterday, let's talk about your days. How has your day been so far, Becky? You're Becky again.
I'm Becky again. Well, we didn't do a ketchup yesterday, so we can still...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, we recorded a Patreon episode yesterday, so if you haven't checked out our Patreon... linked in the show notes, of course. But yeah, so this week has been... Okay, well, we're recording on a Wednesday. So like, I feel like the week hasn't really happened yet. Like, we normally record on Thursdays. Yeah. So I have like a full 3 days to report on, or I guess 3.5 days. But this week has just been me trying to just like get stuff done, like really be in the zone working. I've been building garden boxes. I've been calling electricians. I set an eye appointment. I need to get my new prescription for my glasses. You know, I'm just like getting stuff done.
Adulting.
I am adulting.
You're adulting.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm up for new glasses and I'm super excited. I've been looking at Warby Parker for obviously a while. They've been sponsoring my channel for a couple of months. And if you wear glasses, you know that you get your eyes checked every year. And at the point when they started sponsoring me, it was like... I think 3 or 4 months until I got my new prescription. So I was like, well, I'm not going to buy a new pair of glasses because I'm just going to have to buy another pair. Probably. I mean, if my prescription doesn't change, fingers crossed my prescription doesn't change, because I really don't want to be going more blind than I currently am. But my vision is slowly. I mean, when I was younger, it got like worse and worse, like pretty quickly every year. And then, yeah, like every year it would be like a point higher at least. Mm-hmm. And now I'm up to like 4.75 in one eye and like 5.0 in the other eye, I think.
Did you wear glasses as a child, like a younger kid?
I got glasses in third grade.
Mm-hmm.
Third grade. Third grade was when I started to not be able to see the board. But prior to that, I had great vision. But yeah, third grade, I had to get moved up to the front of the class. And then my mom was like, here's where it begins. The bad genes are creeping in. So anyway, I have an appointment next week to get my new prescription. And I almost, I don't know if you guys are, wait, do either of you wear glasses? No, right?
No.
Adam, do you wear contacts though?
No, I mean, my prescription is not that bad. So, like, I don't wear them if I'm working and stuff because I can still see. But when I, like, go outside or drive, like, at night, I definitely can't see. So, I usually wear my glasses, but...
I forgot that you wear glasses. I haven't seen you wear them in so long.
Yeah, well, I was just thinking, you know, when that, like, show yourself in 2019, 2020, 21, and 22... Mm-hmm. I posted mine, and in all four photos, I'm wearing the same glasses I've had for over 4 years. And I really need to get some new Warbys. Like, I really need to.
Yeah.
Use my code. I don't wear
it. I will be.
Yeah, I like getting new glasses every year just because it's fun. It's like, I don't know. I wear them every day now. I used to not wear them every day. Like, I'm thinking this year I'm going to get single use, like single day contacts, because all my contacts are like expired because I never used them, which sucks. That's a waste. But I think I'm going to get single day and just get them like 30 at a time or something, because I would like to wear contacts more often, but I just kind of forget that I can. And I feel like my face is going to look weird now because I've been wearing glasses a lot. Like, yeah. It's going to take a lot of adjustment for everybody involved if I start doing that again. But anyway, so, oh, and listen, I advocated for myself in a very small way. So I had all of my records moved from my previous eye doctor over to a new doctor in Colombia. And I thought, like, oh, this is, like, going to be very helpful for them. Like, oh, uh-oh, I just hung up.
Okay, well, that solves that. When no! she touches her headphones, yes. she hangs Sorry. Up on us. Mystery solved.
Yes.
I tapped the wrong side. I was trying to turn down the the noise canceling because I can't hear myself. And now you guys are okay. flipped on the FaceTime. This feels weird. Anyway. I don't think Nicole has ever been on the top. So weird.
Oh, she's always on the top of mine.
Really?
Yeah. Wow.
You're always on the top of mine.
Mm.
Yeah, you're always up on top, Adam. I think it's because you answer the phone first.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, sorry. Okay. So I got all my records moved over, and I don't know if it like really doesn't matter if your eye doctor sees your previous records, but my eye doctors always used to look at least like the last 5 years before they saw me. I would watch them do it. They would be in there like looking, and I was like, okay, so this is an important thing. So I got all my records moved to my new eye doctor. He didn't even look at them. Number one, I was like, I had all my records moved. Did you get them? And he's like, oh yeah, they're in my office. Blah, blah. Like he said something dumb. Anyway, he didn't even look at them. And it was so annoying because I was like, I really thought this was more important to you than it is. And I feel dumb / I thought this was going to be helpful for us. And he was just like really condescending and like made me feel so stupid. And I had such a bad experience that I wrote a bad review, which I never do. I don't think I wrote it a public review. I think I emailed them and they never emailed me back. And I almost was like, I'm not going there again. But how awkward would it be to be like, hi, can you transfer my records again?
Oh. I would do it. Fuck that. Yeah.
What a jerk.
I know. I'm going to try again for this year. You only go once a year and it's like 30 minutes. But I asked for a different doctor. I was like, can I see somebody else? And she's like, yeah, that's fine. She seemed a little bit taken aback. I don't know if people do that really, but I was like, no, I don't want to see that guy again. He sucked. He was rude. He was like a mansplainer. Like, wait.
Yeah.
Do you remember the situation where they took the photo of my eye, but then they already did it, but I had to pay to look at it? Do you remember that situation?
Ooh, no. I feel like I kind of do.
Yeah,
I don't know about the story.
I talked about it last year. Well, basically, like, there's this new technology where they can take a photo of your eye to like look at your eye health on like a much deeper level. And my old like eye doctor, they wouldn't offer it to you unless you paid. I think it was like $10 or something. And like they would say, hey, do you want to do that? And I always said no, because I don't need it at this point in my life. But these people just did it without even asking me. And then the eye doctor was like, okay, so I have this photo. He like had the file up on his computer. He's like, I have this photo of your eye, and you know, if we open it and review it together, they're gonna charge you $45. Or you could just not look at it and there's no charge. And I'm like,
it's file a picture that's on it's your already computer. Been taken and it's your eye.
I know.
And they're charging you for that?
Yes. Yeah. And
what
so
the fuck?
That's what I wrote the bad review about, because I was put in a position. Oh, he said, oh no, this makes it even worse. He goes, we could dilate your eyes or we can look at this photo here, but it's going to cost you $45 to look at the photo. And I was like, well, I can't drive if my eyes are dilated. And I didn't know about this before I arrived here. Like, no one told me anything about this. And he's like, oh, well, I guess we have to look at the photo then. And I was like,
oh my God.
I guess we have to look at the photo. Like, I have no other choice.
That is BS.
Yeah. I swear I ranted about that on the podcast. So I was so upset because, like, imagine if you are just, like, going on your lunch break, or what if you don't have $45 and you have no way of getting home after that? Like, it was just so annoying, and, like, it just made me really upset because it puts you in a really uncomfortable position.
Yeah.
So I emailed them to tell them that that was like, they really need to update their procedure and like tell people about it prior to arriving. And nobody emailed me back. And then also in my like intake form that I filled out today, there was nothing about it again. So I'm going to say to them, hey, you took a picture of my eye last year. I don't want you to do that because I've been there. And now I know that they're going to do it. I'm just going to tell them I don't want that and hope that they'll let me like not take the photo.
That is so shitty. And also, I wouldn't feel bad about it because if chances are he's like this with everybody and it's not just you, I'm sure he's gotten complaints before.
I mean, I hope. In situations like that, though, it was so subtle that you almost would think that you were the idiot. You know what I mean? Like in those
situations.
Which
is so much worse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's almost like, am I dumb? But no, I've been going to the eye doctor since, how old are you in third grade? I don't know. Seven?
Yeah. 10? Yeah.
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 Like, I've been going since then and diligently every year. I know how this works.
Yeah.
I'm 26. So that's 20 years, basically, going to the eye doctor, doing the same thing every time. Anyway, we're going to give them another try. But if this year sucks again, I'm going to go somewhere else next year. So,
yeah.
That you sucks. Know, I'm not a doctor. Or a vet, but I had the same experience with my vet because when I got a vet here, well, a similar experience. I had to call my old vet, get the records from Patches, like all of her shots and everything. And then I uploaded them to this new vet. And then I went in for the appointment and the doctor comes in and he was like, so like, when was their last shot? And I was like, I gave you the file. Like, well, I don't know. Like, that's why I had the file transfer here. Like, I'm not a vet or a doctor. So I know that they're busy, but like, why do you make us do that work if you're just going to like ignore it? Like, I just don't understand that.
Yeah. It's probably just put into a file and not looked at, to be honest.
Yeah. Because like they're like, well, case.
Yeah, because unless there's something wrong with your pet or your eye, they don't really even need to look at it because they're doing a whole exam there anyway. But still, it's shitty. It's like, then why do you even need these records?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I had a similar experience.
Wow. And it was with, all three of us.
Yeah. Listen, I have a lot of feelings about healthcare and like doctors in general. Sorry if you're a doctor or a nurse, like you guys are great. But I had a really bad experience with Mia's doctor. She was going to a doctor in the city and then we moved to the suburbs. So we had to get it transferred, but her insurance is under her stepmom's name. Mm-hmm. So she was going to them for a while and they had messed up a few of her fillings. It was her dentist. They had messed up like a few of her fillings and Mia's stepmom told me, like, let me know how Mia likes this person because I'm ready to switch. Like, I just don't. And I was like, well, I want to switch anyway because now we're in the suburbs. Mm-hmm. So she's like, okay. She's like, you know, let's just switch it. I go to call and get the records. And they're like, well, we can't release those records. Sorry, but you're going to have to come in and pick them up and sign for them. And like, I think that she said that you have to pay a certain amount. And I'm like, you cannot legally hold records, can you?
I mean,
they never answered me. I that was a bad review. Like, I left a public bad review because I was on the phone with, and it wasn't the doctor I was talking to. It was the receptionist. And she was awful, awful. Like, she was like, I don't know what to tell you, ma'am, but that's just what it is. And I was like, well, I've never had this issue before. And I'm not going to drive an hour and a half into the city if I don't have to. Like, why can't you just email it, fax it? Like, no, I had to go there and like physically, well, they went there and physically picked it up, but still it was just like super hassle. Condescending, super rude on the phone. It was awful.
Oh my God.
That's not the first time that's happened either. I feel like, well, the pandemic has obviously made things a lot worse and people that work in healthcare, I can only imagine like how stressful it is and like how taxing it is on your mental health and just your day in general. So I try to take it with a grain of salt if I get an attitude now because I'm like, okay, I get it. But
yeah,
but still it's just like,
yeah,
it sucks.
Yeah, I always think like they must deal with some really awful people for them to be like that to me and I'm nice. Like,
yeah.
That's always what I think. I'm like, shit, they are. It's like they must really be going through it. Yeah.
Oh, I know.
The post office workers at my location, they are like so abrasive that I don't even want to go in. Like, I am anxious every time I have to go because they're just very abrasive. And like, listen, I get it. But at the same time, I'm uncomfortable.
Oh my gosh.
You know, I think about that and I'm like, if you work in a high tense job like that, you know, you're working for the government, it sucks.
Yeah.
But it's like, when you see someone happy, wouldn't that like, wouldn't you be excited about that and happy about that? Like, wouldn't that bring
when
your day up?
When I was a cashier, like, when people would make small talk with me at Toys R Us, like, that made my day.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, come on.
Yeah. What? It's like, you have to be a miserable person to want to
so
stay
Midwest.
In this mindset.
That's the most Midwest thing you've ever said. It's like a good experience for me when they don't do small talk. When they do small talk, I'm like, oh, all right, here we go. Yay, great day. How's yours? I'm getting better at it though, Adam. I'm getting better at the little jokes and the quips. I feel like I'm blending in more now, but that was the most Midwest thing you ever said. And it's cute. It's cute. I don't mean that in a mean way. I think it's really sweet.
That's funny.
That's hilarious.
So I have a post office story. The people at my post office now are super kind, which I love. Like, I have never had a bad experience there. But in Bloomington, I called this guy Angry Santa because he was like white hair, white beard. And every single time I went into the post office, if I saw him working after a couple incidents, I would just left and was like, I came back at a different time just because you kind of have it's like a crapshoot of who you're going to get because you're in a line. Because the one time I went in there, you know how in Mexico, the addresses are different than ours. So like where you're sending it to is up here and where it's coming from is down in the middle where ours is like mixed up.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think so. Or different countries. But anyway, this guy, there was like a line of 20 people and you could hear him. He grabbed this lady's package. She was like an older Hispanic lady. And he goes, so this package is going to Bloomington, Illinois, which is where I was currently.
No.
And he said it so loud. And she was like, no, like it's going to, you know, because she just had put him in the wrong spot because what she was used to compared to how things are in the United States. And he was like, well, how you have this right now, it's coming right back to Bloomington, Illinois. So I think you need to fix it. And you people need to realize that the addresses are different here. He said that.
You people.
Oh, I sent an email to the postmaster. I was like, this is like, I could not believe how he berated this lady. And I was just like appalled. I was like, what?
Oh,
mad do you have to be in the world to like treat somebody like that? You know, post offices are scary. Anyway, I didn't understand how packaging worked until I started sending out packages. Like, I didn't know what to do. I don't know.
Oh, no. Oh, see, I've done that before, and they just printed out a new label. Like, it's not even difficult. Like, they're like, oh, that's okay.
They should expect that, though. They should expect that to happen. Yeah. You know, it's like, not all of us are schooled in shipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where was that class in high school?
Yeah. Yeah, not to have started us on this whole rant about customer service. Sorry, guys. I almost feel the need to like qualify and be like, we're really nice people. We love, like, we all worked in customer service. Like, I don't know.
I
don't want us to come across.
I think that's the reason we can have justified anger because we know how people should be. Like, that's how you treat.
Yeah.
You know, because we've been in the service industry.
Yeah,
that's true.
Oh my gosh.
I went to go pick up a package at my P.O. box and it didn't fit in my locker. So they put a slip in your P.O. box and then you scan it and you open up your thing. And I knocked on the window because there was this lady that works back there and she's usually nice. And I knocked on the window and she opened it and I was like, hi. And like had like a big smile and like, well, I had a mask on, but like you could see I was happy, you know?
Yeah.
She didn't have a mask on and she dead stared at me. Like she stopped and she was just like, I didn't even know how to react to that. I was like, okay, well, I forgot my key and I was wondering if you can grab my slip. And like, I didn't even know like how, like what to say. Cause I thought that she was going to like jump over and punch me in the face or something. The look she gave me was awful. Gosh. I was like, okay. And then she started talking and I'm like, maybe I just caught her off guard and she didn't know who the fuck I was or was just like, who is this happy person
in the zone?
I don't know.
Working.
I don't know.
Oh man.
It was scary.
I like to offer the benefit of the doubt, but sometimes when it's just like a pattern, it's like the same person all the time being very callous. I'm like, okay, I guess that's how you are. We don't have to look at each other. That's okay, I guess.
Right.
As long as the package gets out.
Exactly.
If you have the same experience at your next eye doctor appointment, you need to switch. So I'm hoping you don't, but if you do.
Don't
give them any more business.
And you know what? This is so... it's not silly, but I almost was like, is there a female doctor or an eye doctor? I mean, it's an eye doctor, so it's really not like whatever, but like, I like my primary doctor is a woman. Like, I would not want to have a male primary care doctor just because, I don't know, it makes me feel weird. Because like one time I got like an impromptu pap smear and I don't know, I would just feel weird. Not that like male gynos are bad, like they're great. I just personally like, I don't know. So I almost asked if I could have a female doctor just because.
Remember when she made that appointment like and went the next day or the same day? I remember that.
Oh, yeah, wasn't a situation where you were there for something else. They were like, well, let's just do a pap smear while you're here.
No, I mean, kind of. Yeah, it was like, so basically
let's
I
just
went
get in there and see what you're working with.
Yeah, I basically went to establish care at this doctor. Just to meet her. And she's like, okay, well, have you ever had a pap smear? And I was like, no. And she's like, okay. And I was like, well, is that something we could just do real quick? Or I don't remember said, but it was like offered or I asked. And she's like, yeah, we can do that real quick. You want to do that? And I was like, yeah.
I thought you made the appointment because I remember you telling us about it, but I thought that you made the appointment.
No, like I had in my mind before going that I would maybe get a pap smear because I've never had one. And I looked up like, do general doctors do that? And yes. Okay. So then I, you know, but
yeah,
I don't, maybe I was anticipating it. I don't remember anything. I just remember that it happened and it was like, oh, I guess. Yeah, sure. I mean, I'm assuming that I was prepared because I don't think I'd just drop my drawers if I hadn't like cleaned up. Like, I'm assuming there was at least a shower prior, you know.
Well, I understand that. I completely agree with having a female gynecologist because I've always had female gynecologists. Yeah. And it's like you said, it's not to like say anything about male gynecologists. Like a male delivered me, you know, my mom had a male gynecologist for a long time. He was great.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, I don't know. They have the same anatomy, you know? It's like, you know
how
to...
Did you guys just hear that?
No.
It was all the straight men and leaving the chat.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Like, bye.
You can't respect me for being a doctor. No, I would see a male gyno if I needed to, but, you know, if I have the option, I'm going to pick the female. But that's how I am with anything. Like, if I have the option to see, like, a female doctor in anything, I'm probably going to choose a female. I don't know why. I just do. Women in STEM. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But I almost asked for a female eye doctor, but I didn't. And I just know the last name. I guess I could look on their website and see if it was. But it, you know, at the end of the day, it's my eye. So as long as it's not that guy, I'll be fine. Anyway, it's been entirely too long of me talking about this. So someone else, please.
Well, I mean, Adam, how's your week been so far?
It's good. And we had some back and forth, so it wasn't just you talking. But
yeah.
Thank you for that. It's been a good week. I watched Becca's second vlog today for her Hawaii trip.
I didn't. Oh, did you?
Yes, I love vlogs. I'm sorry that I'm not always like super good at watching like planty content for like a lot of people, but I love vlogs because it just like it's more real. I don't know, but I loved it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw the sharks, I was like, "Oh gosh. I wonder if she's going to show the puking," but you didn't. You kind of
Well, cut that out. There wasn't any to show, but, you know, for us at least.
Well, like Or even just you guys being like, I don't feel good. Because I'm sure your faces were pretty pale.
Yeah. We both were feeling very ill. We had to, like, go to a special part of the boat and, like, sit there. I mean, Daniel was worse off than me, surprisingly. But, there was just people throwing up all around us. Like, while we were in the shark tank, there were people throwing up, like, in the boat. So I just was trying not to think about possibly their throw up getting in my hair in the water or something.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I wish that I could accurately show how rocky the water was, but like, you know, GoPro footage, Adam, it's like it's so jumbled or it's smooth. Like, there is like no way that I could have shown how rocky the cage was. Like, the cage was a hazard because we kept bonking into it. Like, I could have had a serious head injury if I wasn't very careful.
But also, I'm very concerned about why they take people out when the water's that choppy.
You know,
why is that a thing?
I mean, it's a business. I don't know.
I would not, if it was my business, not that anybody asked, I would not want to deal with people vomiting all over in my boat.
That's true.
Yeah.
The cleanup of that, oh, that's got to be awful.
Yeah. Yeah. Thankfully, and everybody liability. Leaned over.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody leaned over. Also, quickly... Okay, the guy that the doctor that I'm seeing is a man, but it says in his bio here that he has a cockapoo. So I think we'll be okay.
Oh,
yeah. So you're going to walk in and be like, so I did some research and you have a cockapoo and I do too.
So you have a cockapoo and I do. So what color is yours?
Yeah. And I saw on right Facebook that your wife really likes these kind of jeans. Those are my favorite.
He'll be like, I'd like to request a new patient.
Yeah, like, please don't let me see her again. Thank you. Yeah.
But back to the vlog, I want to say that, like, watching your vlog today gave me encouragement. And you give me encouragement all the time. But sometimes I get really hard on myself on that, like, if it doesn't have a story, I can't do it. If it feels choppy, I can't do it. I watched your vlog. I didn't have any negative thoughts about it at all. And it was, you know, it was like sporadic.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you're just like, I didn't vlog the last 2 days, but here's some footage. And it was perfect. And I just think to myself, like, I need to be a little more forgiving because I really enjoyed the video. And I should just like let go of those thoughts. But
because you're a great vlogger, too.
Yeah, totally. You are. That video, I almost didn't post it because of that. But I was like, whatever. Like, it's for me.
When I saw it today, I was like, wow, that was, she posted that a long time after. I was like, I bet she was holding off because she didn't like it. And I watched it and I was like, this is great. Loved it.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Because I got home and I offloaded the footage for the second video and I was like, oh, this is like maybe 5 minutes of video. Like, or, you know, when I knew if I edited it down, it wouldn't be that much. And I was like, ugh. I don't like that, but you know, whatever. It's just a little memory.
Yeah, and it's a little scrapbook. But yeah, other than that, not much has gone on this week. Tonight I'm doing training for HIV testing, so I'm going to get trained to be able to do HIV testing at events like around town.
Cool.
So I'm really excited about that. Just like,
how do you train for it?
It's a rapid test, I believe. Again, I don't know all the specifics because I haven't went through the training, but it's just like a finger prick. And it's one of those things where you say your blood has been reactive or non-reactive, but it's not like, you know, you should go get a follow-up test at a care. So it's just like a quick test, but it'll be fun to do like when we have like doing it through the Southwest Center where I volunteer through. So they do booths at like fairs and festivals and stuff and just kind of taking the stigma out of the HIV testing and like working with the community and like having people come test if they want and that kind of stuff. So,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So
good.
I'm excited.
For you. Nice. That sounds exciting.
Yeah.
And it's just a finger prick. So that's fine. I'll just Elizabeth Theros my ass up in there and just
put Theranos it up.
Theranos. That's it. Can't even say your name right.
Elizabeth Thanos.
But yeah, that's it.
Cool.
What about you, Nicole?
Well, I did a little bit of vlogging this morning too. I had a sponsorship thing to do, and then I had a photo shoot in the city, and anytime I'm like, I have a photo shoot in the city at a specific time, it always kind of messes me up because I take Mia to school in the morning and then I drive all the way back home, and my session was at like lunchtime. So I'm like, what can I do and just stay out there so I don't have to go back and forth, back and forth? And I went to a couple plant shops. I went to Chicago Bloom, such a cool place. And I went to Primrose, another beautiful place. Primrose is actually a florist slash plant shop. And they used to have one of those in Lincoln Park downtown. It was called A New Leaf. And it was like one of my favorite places because half of it was like plants and flowers. And the other half was an event space. So I would shoot weddings there. It was amazing. And then they retired, I guess. And this is this like the only one I've seen since then. And it's small, but it's so cute. I met the owner. It was just a good time. Like, I had a nice time. Mm-hmm. But I was just thinking when you were talking about Becca's vlog and how, like, Rebecca, when you said, like, you chop it down and it's only, like, 5 minutes of footage. It is kind of crazy when you vlog because I literally spent my whole morning, like, from 6 a.m. to pretty much the time we got on the podcast filming. All morning, pretty much, except for when I was in my session. And I'll probably get like a 10-minute video from that. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work to vlog. And it's a lot of components that go into it to make it interesting and, you know, to keep people's attention. And it's not an easy thing to do. So you guys are both very great vloggers. And I also love your vlogs. But yeah, so I'm excited about that because I'm starting to visit like some more plant shops and checking them off my list because I recently visited three last week. Was it last week? Sunday. So I've just been all over the place.
Sunday.
Yeah, so that's kind of what I did today, and yeah. That's pretty much it. That was the highlight of my week, to be honest.
See, and I just want to reiterate, I love your vlogs too. So like vlogs just like let you get a peek into someone. Like, I know it's, you can't say it's like real because sometimes you still have to like turn on for the camera.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it's a little more real, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely a different vibe than a sit down like informational video or a plant tour or something like that. You know, it's like you click on those videos knowing what to expect, but with a vlog, you don't know what to expect and like what's going to happen or yeah. I definitely like vlogging more than I like the sit down videos, like watching them and doing them. It's just a lot more work, you know, because it takes a lot more of your time.
Yeah.
Show does.
Gosh, sit down videos are so much easier to film. It's just like, I mean, you have to like plan out the video kind of a little bit more. But vlogs, I have such a hard time with vlogging just because I have to remember to do it every day. You know, I have to like remember, oh, I'm filming, like, let me go get my camera. Or, you know, it's just like.
Well, yeah. And you do like, I'd say you do more of like, it's Monday and then like, it's Tuesday, it's Wednesday. And I'm like, I would get lost. Like,
yeah,
after same. Day two, I do get lost. It doesn't seem like it at all. I'm like, how does she keep up with that? Because I'm more of like a one day vlogger. Like, I'm like, okay, I'll vlog today and then be done. But you have projects going on and like all these different things. And I'm like, poof, bless her heart, man, because I would lose all that footage.
That's the struggle, is like organizing the footage, because I'll be filming for multiple videos at once. And I'm like, oh, shoot, which clip, where should this one go? Like, it's messy.
Yep.
Pro tip, custom file naming in your camera.
Really?
What? What do you mean?
What is that? What do you mean?
You can do a custom file name. So like mine, I have on my EOS R, I just changed it from being like the numbers that they usually have to start with EOS R. But I think you can have two different options. So if you're doing a vlog, you could just start it with like vlog. And then if you're doing like other, if you're filming multiple things in the same day, you can just switch over your file naming to the another one.
So when you export your footage,
so when you get the files off your camera, it'll start with vlog or, you know, whatever you have put in there for the custom file naming.
That's mind-blowing, and I'm a photographer.
My mind is blown right now. Okay. Will I do this? I don't know, but
right.
I'm going to write this down. Custom file naming. That would help quite a bit.
Yeah, just YouTube Canon M50 custom file naming, and it'll probably have a video telling you how to do it.
Yeah.
See? To the tech wizard.
See, that's a hot tip for anybody who wants to get into making videos online. Get a very popular camera, because there's like 1,000 videos. Every problem that you could experience, somebody's made a video. I'm so glad that I got the M50 and not some other not recommended camera, like, because I wanted to be unique. I know everything about my camera because I've watched like 1,000 videos.
Yeah.
Except for custom filing.
Yeah, and apparently white balance, still struggling with that one. I filmed a video and I did color correcting on this part that was like really, really bad. And then I went up to the top of the video just to rewatch it. And I was like, I'm green. I'm literally green. Okay, so can't believe I was going to post this. Yeah.
So you're an alien, Becky.
Like from like a sit down scene video?
Yeah. Okay, the sun was also like
casting green.
The sun was also really in and out, though, so it was like it was a cloudy day, and the sun kept coming out and in and out and in. So
it's the worst.
Like, because when you do like a jump cut, it's so obvious if the lighting changes. I'm like, oh fucking hell! Yeah. Like, it looked so bad. So I was trying to do some color correcting to like make it not look so obvious. It was bad.
Yeah,
I do. Calvin. Sorry.
No, go ahead. In your actual camera, right?
Yeah, when I'm doing like a sit down, if the scene's not changing, I set it to manual Calvin and like do where the number that makes it look correct. Yeah. Because I have noticed, and I notice this in other people, when they have auto white balance, if they bring something white into the frame or something that's lighter, it'll change the color. And that stuff just bothers me personally. Mm-hmm. It doesn't bother me watching it, but like on my stuff, I'm like, I hate that, but.
Yeah,
I completely understand. It's frustrating.
I have auto white balance on mine, and it happens when I'm like in front of my window, like I'll be blue, and Jay's like, why you're a photographer, why are you having auto white balance? I was like, listen, it's easy. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Ew. Well, that was a fun little 37.48 second catch up.
Yay.
That's not that bad, actually. We've had longer catch-ups.
True.
But let's talk a little bit about some plant prices and what things are priced at nowadays. And is it, what's the word I'm looking for? Not acceptable. Tolerable? Is it worth it? Are you going to spend that on a plant? Okay. I've recently been going to some plant shops, as I said before, and I'm starting to now see the prices of plants, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little shook, because the last time I actually went plant shopping at like, you know, plant shops, I was going a lot, and I stopped with the pandemic, to be honest, just because we weren't going out anyway and money was tight, and it's just, I just haven't really been into plant shopping since then, and I've been content with my collection, you know, so I haven't had any reason to. But now that I'm back into it, I'm really excited. I'm noticing some prices of plants, and I'm just like, okay. I mean, in my head, I'm like, okay, I guess that's just what the prices are now, you know, inflation, things happen. But I almost spent $100 today on a Anthurium forgetti eye. I did.
Forgetti eye about it.
Yeah, so my wallet was saying. I almost did. It had like three or four leaves on it. It was pretty, but the biggest leaf was maybe the size of my hand. And I was like, you know, 2019 Nicole would not have done this. So why do I think it's okay now? So I guess like I'm trying to think back to literally just 3 years ago and when I really started my plant collection and what the prices of plants were. And it's kind of hard to like fathom what things cost now, and makes me not want to get those plants unless I'm obviously like doing a trade or plant swapping. But you know, when you buy plants like that, I feel like you want them that size, and to get a gift like that from someone is, it's rare to happen, you know? unless somebody owns a plant shop and you're friends with them, in which case you can send me a DM. But I don't know. Like, I feel like I still can't spend over $100 on a plant unless it's just like this amazing deal. But then again, I don't even really know what deals are. So I don't know. What do you guys think? Because you guys haven't really been plant shopping either very much over the past few years. I don't think any of us have.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. And I've been going around to shops more often and seeing prices. I feel like in general, prices are coming back down as just like a general consensus.
Yeah.
And I feel like what's interesting is, do you remember when importing used to be like a viable option for saving money?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it is no longer that. Like,
They caught on.
Unless you're doing it in bulk, I feel like.
Bulk, like 20 plants. Yeah. Yeah, wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
Because I go on these import sites that I used to go on, and plants that were like $30 are now like $120. And I'm like, what? And then you have to also pay for the shipping fees. So it's like...
And the phyto.
Yeah. And so I can just walk into Vintage Hill and get one that's already been acclimated for $120. And I don't have to worry about the stress of importing it. I don't know. It's just, that's a big shift in like the plant buying industry that I've seen in the last like 2 years.
Yeah,
I haven't really done my research on shipping, especially importing, in a while. So that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, with the onset of the pandemic back in 2020, like, people flooded to houseplants. So if you like look up Google Analytics and you look up people searching for houseplants, like, you'll just see the graph of like where it was, and then in 2020 it just like skyrocketed. We were all stuck in the house, we were all in these uneasy circumstances, and we didn't know what was going on, and so a lot of people just like found their houseplant love, which is great, but that also made demand shot up, prices shot way up, and I do agree, I think they're coming down, but I don't know all the intricacies of, you know, pricing things. The only thing I can really talk about pricing, well, not really talk about, I mean, I can talk about other stuff, but, you know, sometimes people complain about private sellers having high prices, but on my side of things, I think about, like, that's my personal plant that I've cared for and grown out and I love dearly, and I'm going to price it at what I want to price it at. Now, if there is a greenhouse or a business that runs, like, and can do, like, tons of propagations at one time, you know, they have the facilities and the means. Like, I'm sitting here with my one shelf of grow lights and propping my little Hoya cuttings, you know, like, I don't know. So private sellers might have higher prices than what you would see at like a business and stuff. And that's just because, you know, it's fair. They put time and effort into doing all of that stuff, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right, for sure, because it takes a lot of work to grow a plant from a cutting and to care for it and to make sure it's pest-free and water it and all that. Like, so that, you know, plus your all the stuff that you're using to care for it, your grow lights, everything, you know?
Yeah.
But even, like, cuttings, people selling cuttings, like, because I've recently did some Instagram sales for my Hoya cuttings, and even when people offer me, I had somebody offer me like $60 for a Hoya cutting. I can't remember which one it was. And it took me back because I was like, this is two leaves for $60. You're offering me $60. So I looked it up and I was like, I'm not going to charge this person that if that's not what it's worth, because I would feel horrible. And I looked it up and it was going for even more. And I was just like, this is unbelievable to me. And I mean, maybe it's just because we came into the plant community when prices were low, and not to say that some more uncommon plants weren't highly priced, because they were, there were highly priced plants back then, but like Hoya, like stuff, like cuttings of things, like you would never really pay that much for that back then, unless it was super rare, and then you shouldn't even have it in the first place type thing, you know? So I don't know, like, it just kind of, it blows my mind how far it's come. And it is great that people, more people got into houseplants. There are so many new YouTubers that are doing houseplant content, and I'm just like, this is amazing. And they're great. We should do a video or episode on that, like new YouTube plant people. There's a lot of them. Anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I'm watching a lot of unboxings of people ordering plants, and I'm just like, oh yeah, that's kind of pricey for that. But they're saying it's not, so maybe it's not, you know? Like,
yeah. Mm-hmm. The game has changed drastically.
It has. I feel like a boomer. Back in my day.
Yeah. I'm actually doing a video on the next sunny day where I asked on Instagram what people's wishlist plant was, and I'm going to see if I can find them and like at what price, just so that I can get reacquainted with the market by seeing like, oh, well, obviously I'm also curious what plants people are looking for, because I might be doing some shopping, but
yeah.
Yeah. I'm interested. It was a little, I saw Hoya Wilbur Graves, which I know that Adam mentioned, but yeah. I've never even heard of that Hoya before. Like, but prior to you saying it, I don't even know what it looks like. But somebody said that
it looks like it kind of looks like a carnosa, but like really splotchy gray blue leaves.
Okay,
kind of like the gray ghost.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. Bigger. Although, you know, I took some to that plant swap when I was selling plants, and they didn't sell. Like, people bought a couple, but I walked away with a couple that didn't sell, and I was just like, that was a really good price, but teach their own. I just texted you guys a photo of, I'm texting you a photo of one of my Wilbers, but you can see, it's like, I don't know. It's cute. I like them.
Okay, I'm awaiting photo.
But I cut my mother plant. You know, a lot of people are afraid to cut plants and, like, propagate them. But I have, like, 4 activated growth points on the mother plant now that are all growing new growth because I released it's the apex dominance, or I can't remember. It's apical dominance or something. But basically, all the hormones at the top shoot of your plant are being like, this is where we grow. But when you cut that off, it releases it, and then it forces other nodes to.
I didn't know that. You're way more knowledgeable at this stuff than me. That's interesting. That explains why I get a new growth point right away as soon as I take a cutting. Yeah.
That's really nice. It looks beautiful. I'd say that's like definitely like, okay, I'm going to be honest. Most Hoya to me, most of the like crazy expensive rare Hoya look like Carnosas to me. And while this does look like a Carnosa, you can tell that it's different and more like not more valuable, but it's just different. Yeah. Also happens to be more valuable, but you know what I mean? Like it doesn't. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I
get you.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You picking up what I'm throwing down?
You picking up on this?
I got a Hoya parasitica.
Yeah. They've renamed it to verticillata.
Okay, good to know. Verticillata.
Why'd they rename it?
I don't know. They do that. They reclassify a lot of things. But yeah, it was a parasitica. It's like a heart-shaped leaf that's kind of splashy. But yeah,
it's pretty.
They are very pretty.
It's a 3-leaf cutting. I was very excited to get it. And as I grabbed it, I told Nicholas, I was like, I wonder if Adam has this. I hope he doesn't, so I could throw it in his face of a Hoya that he doesn't have. But you have one.
Yeah, I do.
You do. Of course you do.
Awesome.
He's like, good luck with that. I was like, I know, right? Okay, well, we're curious to know how you guys feel about plant prices. So if you want to head over to our Instagram post that we posted today, let's talk about it. Let's have an open conversation about it, a healthy conversation about it, about plant prices and what you guys think. Is it coming down? Are prices still too high for you? What are your thoughts? When we really think about inflation, though, I guess it kind of makes sense. You know, the demand for plants was so astronomically high that people couldn't get them. People couldn't grow them fast enough, you know? So I guess it makes sense to an extent. Were there people that abused it? Of course, in any scenario, that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we just, that's why we have to be careful. It's a whole other topic. Anyway, should we do a little Q&A, friends?
Yes. Yeah.
Let's A some Qs.
Okay.
Did you guys know that Lululemon has a recycle program? Like, you can trade in clothes with Lululemon, clothes that you've bought from them, and get new ones.
What do they do? Like, how does that
It's like a consignment, I think. You send in stuff and they give you money for it.
And then you can use that to purchase new stuff?
Yeah. Or you could just shop their used stuff.
Oh, you can so it's like kind of they're running their own thrift store kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, so this is from Jordan. Pronouns unknown. Hi guys, I love your podcast. It helps make my Mondays not so dreadful and constantly makes me laugh.
Thanks,
so glad
Jordan.
To hear that. My question is, what are some plant things you guys just don't agree on? This could be plant care, specific plants, or whatever you can think of. Hope you enjoy this question.
Oh,
that's a good one.
We don't agree on. Well,
spider plants. Hydro.
Spider plants.
Oh yeah.
Hey, hydro. I had a lot of people give me the thumbs up on the spider plant thing.
Yeah.
Painting.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't like them. It's good to know.
Well.
Haters gonna hate.
Well.
Go ahead.
No, go.
Well, I was just gonna say, Adam said the passive hydro situation. I'm super not against it, but I definitely will never do it.
What else do we not agree on? Fittonia love.
You're a loss.
I saw some cute Fittonia today, though. Not gonna lie, they were
really
very full and bushy, and I was like, they must have just got water 30 seconds ago.
Yeah, my Fittonia is thirsty right now, and
she flopping.
She be flopping. She do be flopping.
I think that's it. I think it's just Becca's not a LECA gal.
Yeah.
I'm not a spider plant gal, and
yeah,
Adam doesn't like Fittonia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think otherwise we pretty much agree on pretty much like everything else. Gosh, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think that's probably all.
I used to water my plants with a watering can.
Yeah.
You guys are totally against that, but I don't do that anymore.
Yeah. All right. This one is from Instagram, Planty Swanji. Oh, no. Planty, PlantiSwanji. Apologies for how I said that. Okay. So,
good.
It says, hi, guys. I have to say I'm still catching up on the pod. I'm like 7 episodes behind the current one, and I love your podcast so much. I'm going to be so sad when I finally catch up and have to wait a week. But what's the deal breaker for you guys when purchasing a plant or plant decor?
Oh, price.
No. For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aesthetic.
A deal breaker.
Like decor, you know, aesthetic. But I don't,
yeah.
I guess you can't really say aesthetic's a deal breaker if it's cute or if it's ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think, well, okay. One for me would be drainage hole. That's a big one for me personally, because I use soil. And I don't really like the whole diamond drill bit, drill my own hole thing. Like, I could do it, but it's like, I like when it just, wait, what? This is something we disagree on.
No, I'm laughing because Nicole's video of drilling holes. It just like came into my head.
That was a bad video.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
It was real life. Let's just say that.
yeah, I guess that's my deal breaker. Oh, I don't really like, I'm very picky about pots with faces.
Oh.
Like decorative pots. I'm very picky with decorative pots, personally.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with everything that you said. Unless I'm buying a pot for passive hydro, but honestly, my passive hydro pot collection is, I have too many.
Yeah.
So I'm like rarely, because we cycle through them, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm rarely searching for a pot with no drainage, but
mm-hmm.
So it usually has a drainage hole because it'll be a soil plant.
Yeah.
But any other deal breakers? Yeah, I would say price is the number one thing for me.
Yeah.
And I've never had like a bad experience at a plant store that I can remember, like walking in and like just getting bad vibes, or like people that work there are jerks. That would be a deal breaker. I'd walk right out.
Yeah.
But yeah, other than that, I think that's it. That's a good question.
Active pest infestation. That's definitely a deal breaker.
That's a deal breaker.
Active pest. If the plants, if the plant just like generally doesn't look good, obviously, no. Not going
to
buy that.
Unless you're intentionally buying it to rehab it and you know it's going to be a problem child, then mm-hmm. bless your heart. But other than that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I've got one more that we have not already replied to with an email. Because sometimes we email you back.
Yes. Sometimes we do.
Adam and Nicole email you back. I haven't been super good about seeing them. Listen, I'm so bad at emails.
No, that's okay. And I've only done like two that I can remember. So.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, this one was from January, but I think it's good. It's a good refresher for anybody who is just meeting us recently. Okay, it's from Otis. So it says, hello, y'all. Hope you're doing well. Perhaps you've already answered this question in an early episode, but if so, I haven't gotten there yet. My question is, how did y'all meet? And what's your origin story, for lack of a better term? Thank you so much for the podcast. It's an absolute joy to listen to y'all interact. It makes my day. Peace, love, and propagation, or whatever plant people are saying to each other these days.
That's so sweet. Aww.
That is super sweet.
The
Otis.
amount of y'alls in that, we need to be friends, Otis.
Yes, yeah. Otis.
This is a good question because I feel like we do have a lot of new listeners, and it's been a while since we've told our stories. So. Yeah.
Well, Nicole and I used to live in proximity because I was in Illinois, but we never met there. But we were kind of, we interacted on Instagram. That was back in like 2018, 2019.
Mm-hmm.
But then Nicole had met Becca in person in Tucson because Nicole's mom used to live out here. So Nicole came out here and then they met each other and I was like sitting back afar jealous because I had talked to them both on Instagram, but we weren't like friends. But then I was like, I want to meet them.
That was in May of 2019.
May of 2019. Okay. Then in 2019, July 2019, I moved to Phoenix, which was closer to Becca and close to where Nicole's mom lived. And then Nicole came out. Well, Nicole kind of was the one that rallied the troops and was like, hey, let's get a collab going. And we had like a group chat on Instagram. I'm telling the whole story. Sorry. I'm telling your guys' stories too.
Okay. No.
Tell it.
You're a good storyteller.
And so we all decided to do a collab. In, I think we met up, was it September of 2019 or was it?
November?
Yeah, November. Okay.
Was that's when we met or that's when the post we posted them? Because we.
That's when we met. Oh, wait.
No, I think we were like earlier. Maybe it was October.
Yeah.
I have pictures. I could look.
Oh, but before that, I met Becca too individually at a plant swap. The first plant swap I went to ever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like,
when was that?
That was like August.
Yeah, it was summer because it was hot. I think it actually might have been July.
Okay, so it was like it was like towards the end of July. It was right when I moved August. Here.
Yeah.
And I felt a security knowing that Becca was going because even though I had never met her, I was like, it's somebody that I know. So that was great.
Yeah.
So
But I remember when you moved and I was watching your vlog and you were posting on Instagram. I like remember being your friend already, though. So yeah. we must have really been talking online mm-hmm. for a while, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay, and sorry. Also, Adam and I were both doing the four thing where we wanted to talk with each other but didn't want to annoy each other. So we like I kept wanting to check in, but I was like, no, don't be annoying. Like, I don't want to be clingy. We just met. It's weird. So I was like doing the rounds, and then we'd meet up and like we'd chat. And if honestly, from that moment, it felt very comfortable with both of you. The first time I met both of you, it felt very comfortable and like normal. And mm-hmm. it was just the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's
it
also did. That.
So, it felt so natural. So yeah, then we finally all three got together. That's the first time I met Nicole mm-hmm. To do the collab videos. And honestly, like, well, the first thing I was like, you're so short.
I was like you're so tall.
But yeah. that day we spent like the whole day together. And truly it was just like we clicked. It was like we all kind of understood each other. We all had good vibes. And I remember Becca's yeah. being like, I think I need to leave around this time. And then it was like 5 hours past that time. And I was like, okay, maybe she likes us.
It was getting dark.
Maybe she likes us. It's true. It's true. I do.
Those are still some of my favorite collabs that we've done, though.
Oh, yeah.
The tiny hands. And yeah. it was just so good. It was so much fun. And it didn't even really feel like we were recording a video.
I need to rewatch those, like all of our collabs. I just need to have it playing in the background because I miss filming those videos together.
Yeah.
Same.
Well, now that we have a Patreon, maybe we can get together more often and film some more of those videos. We should redo all mm-hmm. the videos we did. We should do them all again.
Except the same cake concept. Decorating. Maybe not
Except
do that
Except the
one.
Cake decorating.
That took a long
no,
time.
No, that was fun. That was fun.
That was
yeah,
a good
it was
time.
Fun, but that editing, I'm sure, was oof.
Ooh, I loved yeah. that. I loved that, though. That's what I love. Like, fun editing yeah. challenges, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We do have another listener question that was more recent. Should I do that okay. one?
Yeah.
Sure.
It's from Cindy Chong, and they write, hi, everyone. Love the podcast so much. It's a joy to listen to your friendship along with some plant talk. Which, thank you, Cindy. Aww. My question is, how do you safely dispose a cactus after it dies? Throwing it away into the trash bin feels kind of wrong to me. I would hate for a municipal worker or an unsuspecting raccoon to hurt themselves because of that.
That's Ouch. Kind.
Yeah, I never yeah. thought about that.
Yeah.
I haven't either. Oof. And I've thrown some cacti away. Okay. But you know what? Go ahead, Becca.
I was going to say, putting glass in the trash and stuff like that, honestly, I never thought about it until I was working at a restaurant and this really nice man who was just an angel was taking out the trash in the back and his whole arm got like a huge long cut because there was glass in the bag and he didn't know and he had to go to the ER.
Oh
so ever since then we had to like start putting our glass in a bucket. But now in my own home, I like put it in like a jar or like a can or something so that we don't cut ourselves. Like if it's like big pieces. So I would say for cacti, if you're worried about that, like if you use canned food at all, like you could just put it in a can that you're not going to recycle or something, you know, I mean, put it inside of something else like a box or another piece of trash.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what my suggestion is.
A lot of the times when cacti die, even if like your cactus dies, you can even put it aside to where it dies a little more, if you know what I'm saying, because the spines on the cactus tend to deteriorate and they tend to soften actually and they get like they like curl in. Don't ask me how I know this because I've let cactus go way too long, but you can always just put it aside and let that happen. But I mean, if you're in the Midwest and it's the middle of winter, that'd be tossing it outside and then you're risking like stepping on it. I don't know. But yeah, I've never really thought about that. That's a really good question.
I mean, you can.
And that was a good answer.
You can wrap it in like materials, maybe like packing materials that you have from other things, you know, like bubble wrap or.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like honestly I really have never thought about it because I do Gilbert, where I live, stopped recycling glass, which to me seems like the easiest thing to recycle, but they stopped it. So, like, we have to throw our glass away. And I never even thought about, like, that shattering if, like, people are going through trash and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys, let us know. If you have any, you know, suggestions for the best way to dispose of a cactus, leave it on today's Instagram post, and hopefully Sydney can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good question. And it's thoughtful.
I was going to say maybe compost, but also if there's animals, they might find it. Yeah, animals going through your compost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Was that an email?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. That goes through all of the stuff that I had.
Yeah, and we're at like an hour-ish, so we can wrap it up.
All right.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning in yet again another week. If you're new here, hi. Hope you like that intro we did a little while ago. And don't forget to follow us over on Instagram at Potted Together. You can also send in a question if you have any, and you can email us at pottedtogetherpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us individually on our individual Instagram pages. Becca is De La Plants, Adam is Not Dude, KNOT, and I am My Clean Leaves. Mm-hmm. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.